As the trial of Chad and Lori Daybell nears closer, specifically Lori in the coming weeks, we're trying to give you as much context on the case as possible. So we're going back into the archives all the way to 2020, August 3rd and 4th, for the preliminary hearing of Chad Daybell, parts 1 through 13, so you can hear where it all begins in the courtroom and where it will pick up as the trial of Lori Daybell begins very soon. This is that hearing. Let's go to the courtroom.
All rise. Thank you. Please be seated. We'll be back on the record. We will not be back on the record yet. No worries. We'll now go back on the record. The court took a brief recess at the request of the state before redirect was going to be started. Mr. Wood, do you wish to have redirect of the witness, Ms. Gibb?
Yes, just briefly, Your Honor.
You may proceed.
Ms. Gibb, you testified that you were there when Chad and Lori met, correct?
Correct.
Now, Lori had told you, or is it true that Lori had told you she had read Chad Daybell's books?
Yes.
Before they met?
Yes.
And you recently testified that Lori and Chad met up several times, correct?
Correct.
And Lori told you about these visits, correct?
Yes.
And they were infatuated with each other, weren't they?
Yes.
And Mr. Pryor asked you about your LDS beliefs.
Yes.
Questioned you quite rigorously about it. And you're a member of the LDS faith. And
yes.
And you testified that Chad, to your knowledge, is a member of the LDS faith, correct?
Correct.
And Lori was a member of the LDS faith, correct?
Correct.
And that you had some level of bonding over the LDS faith, correct?
Yes.
But did Lori believe things that you didn't believe?
Yes.
Who taught her those things?
She was taught through Chad.
And how do you know that?
Because she didn't seem to have knowledge of the things she shared with me until she met him.
Okay. And did she ever tell you that Chad taught her things?
Yes.
Okay. The weekend of the 19th to the 23rd of September 2019. You testified earlier, didn't you, that Chad Daybell was at Lori Ballow's residence several times?
Yes.
Okay. No further questions.
Ms. Gibb, you may be excused from the witness stand. Mr. Pryor, Mr. Wood, may this witness be excused?
Yes, Your Honor. Thank you.
Thank you for being here, Ms. Gibb. Mr. Wood, next witness.
The state would call David Warwick.
Did we clean that?
Witness stand.
Mr. Warwick, would you please come forward? Call the detective.
Just stand at ease for a moment while we clean the witness stand. Mr. Warwick, if you'll come forward, stand in front of the plexiglass, raise your right arm, and face the clerk.
Please help me swear or affirm that the testimony you're asking in the House now between you will be the truth, the whole truth, and the best truth of your God.
Yes.
Mr. Warwick, you can be seated right here in this witness box. You can take off your mask when you're seated there. If you'll please put yourself close to that microphone, we're making an audio recording. Mr. Warwick, if you'll also make sure to wait for the question to be completed before you answer the question, and then try not to speak over an attorney if they're in the middle of a question so that we don't have two different voices going at the same time. Mr. Wood, you may inquire when you're ready.
Will you say your name and spell for the record?
Couldn't hear the last part.
Okay. So, Mr. Wood, if you'll speak closer to that microphone. It's difficult with this plexiglass.
Sure.
So, Mr. Wood, if you'll speak loudly, we'll make sure that Mr. Warwick can hear you.
Mr. Warwick, could you state your name and spell it for the record?
David Dale Warwick.
Mr. Warwick, can you spell that name for the record? Spell it.
W-A-R-W-I-C-K.
Thank you. Mr. Warwick, how long have you known Chad Daybell?
We've crossed paths several times in the last 5 years.
So approximately 5 years.
What's that?
So you've known him approximately.
Approximately,
5 years.
Yeah.
Okay. And are you familiar with Lori Vallow Daybell?
Sorry, what was that?
Are you familiar with Lori Vallow Daybell?
Yes.
When did you meet her?
I met her in first week of August 2019.
Where was that?
At her home.
Where was her home?
Gilbert, Arizona.
Okay. Was Chad Daybell there?
Yes.
Mr. Warwick, have you ever met Tylee Ryan?
No.
Have you met J.J. Vallow?
Yes.
When did you meet J.J. Vallow?
I met J.J. Vallow on September 21st, 2019.
Where was that?
That was at Lori's town home in Rexburg.
Okay. Why were you there?
I was coming up for a conference, and I was invited to stay there instead of renting a hotel room. And so that's why I was there.
Okay. When did you arrive there?
I arrived Friday night about 7:30.
And you said you were there for a conference, correct?
Say that again?
You said you were there for a conference, correct?
Yeah, the conference was on Saturday. Okay. And so.
And you attended that conference, correct?
Yes.
While you were there, how often did you see Chad Daybell?
At the condo or over the weekend?
Over the weekend.
Three times that I can recall.
Okay. How many times did you see him in Lori's home?
Mr. Warwick, we have a listening device here. I can tell that maybe you're a little bit hard of hearing.
Yeah, I am.
We appreciate you being here. We want to accommodate you. Do you mind if we try this hearing device to see if it's a little bit easier for you to hear?
Yes, that'd be great.
All right.
And you turn the volume up right there. Keep that mic away from him, Max.
Okay, is this like one like that?
Like that. Oh,
okay. Okay.
Mr. Warwick, can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Is that better?
About the same.
All right. Well, let's experiment with it a little bit here. If it's not better, you're welcome to take it off. I want to do all that I can to make sure that you can hear me, hear Mr. Wood, and hear Mr. Pryor when those questions are happening. If there's anything you don't hear, please let us know. We'll speak louder and we'll speak slower. We want to make sure that the testimony and the record is very clear here today, okay?
Okay.
You may proceed, Mr. Wood.
Mr. Warwick, can you hear me clearly?
Yes.
Okay. I don't recall if you answered my last question. How many times did, over the weekend of September 20th through the 23rd, how many times did you see the defendant, Chad Daybell, at Lori's house?
Once.
Okay. So when was that?
That would be Sunday, the 22nd.
Okay. Did you have opportunity to visit with Mr. Daybell?
I did.
What did you speak about?
I asked him about his relationship with Tammy.
Who was Tammy?
His wife.
Okay. Mr. Warwick, did you see J.J. Vallow in Lori's apartment?
I did.
Did you interact with him at all?
I tried to a couple of times.
Okay. How did that go?
It was like I wasn't even there. He didn't acknowledge me at all.
Okay. And you're aware that he had autism, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Do you recall the night of September 22nd, 2019?
Yes.
What did you do that night?
I was doing a podcast with Melanie Gibb and Lori Vallow.
Was JJ there when you did your podcast?
No.
Did you see him at all that night?
Yes.
When was that?
When he was staying with Alex. And Alex brought him home and carried him to bed.
Okay.
So when the door opened, that's when I...
I think that's me.
Okay. Is it the binder that's getting close to the...
Maybe it's not me. I don't know. I can't tell.
Why don't we try those without that? I apologize, Mr. Warwick. No one should have to hear that annoying sound in their ears.
Are your ears okay?
Yeah, I'll just focus more.
You were just talking about, I believe, Mr. Cox bringing JJ into Lori's house.
Yes.
Do you recall what time that was?
Don't recall it exactly.
Okay.
It was later in the night.
Okay. Was Chad Daybell there?
What's that?
Was Chad Daybell there at that same time?
No.
Okay. Let's talk about the morning of September 23rd, 2019. What did you do that morning?
I got up to get ready to go, and then I went downstairs to say goodbye to everybody.
Okay. And who was there?
Melanie Gibb and Lori Vallow.
Okay. Did you see JJ there?
No.
Did you talk to Lori about JJ that morning?
I did.
What did she tell you about JJ that morning?
She said that he was being a zombie and climbed up on the cabinets, climbed up on top of the fridge, smashed her picture of Christ down, and then climbed up onto the upper cabinets and got between the top of the cabinet and the ceiling.
Okay. And then what did she tell you?
I asked to see him, and she just said that he was out of control, so she had Alex come and get him.
And who was Alex?
Lori's brother.
Okay. Is that Alex Cox?
Yes.
Okay. State has no further questions, Your Honor.
Cross-examination. Mr. Pryor, if you'll please speak as close as you possibly can to that microphone, I think it's going to be a lot easier to hear.
And Mr. Warwick, at any time you don't understand my question, would you please ask me to say it, state it again, please, sir, would you?
Yes.
Thank you. Mr. Warwick, would it be a fair statement that Mr. Daybell only showed up the entire weekend from the 19th to the 23rd at Lori Vallow's apartment one time?
That's what I can remember.
Okay. So to suggest, or if anyone suggested, that he was in and out of there multiple times, that's just not a true statement, would it? Is that correct?
I'm not sure about that either. I know I saw Chad throughout the weekend at least three times, and I'm trying to remember if it was twice at Lori's or other places, because we went to other properties.
But when someone suggests multiple times, that means more than three or four times, and that's
objection.
Just...
That means more than once. It's testimonial.
Hold up. So, Mr. Warwick, if there's an objection, if you'll make sure to stop testifying, I'm going to rule on the objection, and then we'll ask you to continue forward.
Okay.
The question was multiple times insinuates three or four times, something to that effect.
More than three or four times, Judge.
More than three or four times. Mr. Wood, your objection?
That's testimonial.
Mr. Pryor, do you wish to respond to that?
Well, it's not testimonial. It's a question, and for us to clarify what the fact that there may have been a suggestion he was there multiple times, I get to clarify that.
He doesn't get to create new definitions for words, Your Honor.
I'm not trying to create new definitions for words. I'm trying to clarify what all of the testimony in this case is, and I'm entitled to do that.
Mr. Pryor, why don't you ask the witness what his definition of multiple times is, and then you can go from there.
Mr. Warwick, what is your definition of multiple times?
More than once.
Okay. So two times is multiple times.
Yeah, two times would be multiple times.
Okay.
And I'm just trying to be going off the best of my memory.
Okay.
To be honest.
And I appreciate that. Thank you, sir. There was one of those multiple times. The two or three times you saw Mr. Daybell was viewing a piece of property. Is that correct?
Yes.
And that was at what time? That was on the Sunday, the 22nd?
It was Sunday. I can't remember if it was late morning or afternoon.
And who was present with at that that real estate discussion?
First it was Lori Vallow, Alex Cox, Melanie Gibb, and then Chad showed up later with a realtor.
Okay. And where was that located, that discussion and that meeting? May I offer a suggestion to you? May I offer a suggestion that it was at a piece of property close to Chad Daybell's?
Yes.
So at that point, Miss Vallow and your girlfriend at the time, Miss Gibb, were there. Then you showed up, and then Mr. Daybell showed up with a real estate agent and himself. So there were five of you there, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, and how long of a meeting was that, sir?
I'd estimate 30 minutes.
Okay, and when did that meeting end approximately? And I don't need an exact idea, but a ballpark as to when you felt that meeting ended.
I really don't recall.
Okay, and then after that meeting was it late afternoon, early afternoon?
I really don't recall.
Okay.
I'm trying to.
Was it in the morning?
If it was morning, I would say it was late.
Okay, but at some point the meeting ended, and then did Mr. Daybell go back to Lori Vallow's apartment at that point?
No.
Did Miss Vallow and your girlfriend go back to Lori Vallow's apartment?
Um, Well, everybody had separate cars, so we all just kind of went our different directions.
Okay. At some point, did all of you meet back at Lori Vallow's apartment that evening?
Please repeat.
I'm sorry?
I couldn't understand the question.
At some point later that evening, did you, Ms. Vallow, and your girlfriend, Ms. Gibb, go back to Lori Vallow's apartment that night?
Yes.
And you did a podcast, is that correct?
Yes.
And that was what day, sir?
Sunday night, the 22nd.
Okay, and on Sunday night, the 22nd, did you see J.J. Vallow?
No.
Did you stay with your girlfriend the entire time during that podcast?
Yes.
And she was with you the entire time, is that correct?
Yes.
So if you didn't see J.J. Vallow, the likelihood is that she wouldn't have seen J.J. Vallow either. Would that be fair, sir?
Pause for speculation, objection.
Okay, can I ask a clarification? Oh, sorry.
Hold up there, Mr. Warwick. There's been an objection, calls for speculation. Mr. Pryor, I'll give you a chance to respond to that objection.
Judge, I'm asking what his perception is as to whether or not he was with her the whole time and whether is it possible that she could have observed J.J. Vallow on that night, being that he was with her the entire time during the podcast. I don't think that's inappropriate in any way, Your Honor.
I will allow the question. Why don't you please repeat it very clearly so Mr. Warwick understands it.
And Mr. Warwick, since you were with Melanie Gibb the entire time during that podcast, if she were to say that she saw J.J. Vallow, you would have seen J.J. Vallow as well. Would that be fair, sir?
Yes.
Calls for speculation.
It does not, Judge.
Overruled.
Now, at some point, over the weekend, this is a three-bedroom townhome, is that correct?
Yes.
Well, Ms. Vallow was staying in one room, right?
Yes.
And you were staying in another room, correct?
Yes.
Was anybody else staying in any of the other rooms?
Yes.
Who?
Melanie.
And whose room was she staying in?
Tylee's.
Okay. And you were staying in whose?
JJ's.
Okay. Are you aware of whether or not your girlfriend has any kind of an auditory disorder or been diagnosed with a hearing difficulty?
Please repeat.
Are you aware of whether or not your girlfriend has any kind of an auditory or hearing disorder of any kind?
Objection beyond the scope, relevance.
Mr. Pryor?
Judge, it goes to perception of whether or not either of them can hear properly. I think it's proper examination. Ms. Gibb had testified a certain way, and I want this witness to confirm that. And I think I'm perfectly within my right to inquire about that.
With the objection beyond the scope, there was no direct examination of this witness about an auditory disorder of Ms. Gibb, so I will sustain the objection.
You're aware of Mr. Daybell's writings, is that correct?
Please.
You're familiar with Mr. Daybell's writings, is that correct?
Objection beyond the scope. We never asked that or anything about that.
Sustained.
Judge, if I may, there was some inquiry about him having familiarity and knowing Mr. Daybell for 5 years. I think I ought to be able to inquire as to what is the extent and his understanding of that relationship that he claims he has had with Mr. Daybell for 5 years. So I would ask the court to, respectfully, I would ask the court to reconsider its ruling.
Mr. Wood, I'll let you respond to that. That is true. There was questioning about the relationship between Mr. Warwick and Mr. Daybell.
If he wants to ask about the relationship, I think that's fine. We did ask about that. We didn't ask anything about Mr. Daybell's books or his writings.
Mr. Pryor, I will allow you to ask questions about the relationship.
Okay, and Mr. Warwick, the nature of the relationship is that the two of you would go to preparedness camps, is that correct?
We've been to preparedness camps, but not together.
Okay, and both of you share a faith in the LDS religion, is that correct?
Yes.
As well as your girlfriend and Ms. Vallow also are active and share the faith in the LDS religion, is that correct?
Yes.
And you're familiar with Mr. Daybell because as part of these seminars and places you visit over the years, One of them is Mr. Daybell as being an author of fiction books. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. So you're familiar with Mr. Daybell's writings and his fiction writings. Is that correct?
Not the fiction. I did not read any fiction books.
Okay, but he did write fiction books.
Your Honor, I've already objected. This has been ruled on.
Right. Judge, so, it goes back to his understanding of his relationship. I think it's perfectly permissible.
As far as the question, have the books been read, it's already been answered that he did not read any of the fiction books. Why don't we go from there? Mr. Okay. Pryor, you may proceed.
Judge, I think I'm going to move in a different direction, if I may.
You may.
How well did you know Alex Cox, sir?
What about Alex Cox?
How well did you know him, sir?
Not very well.
Okay. Would you clarify your answer a little bit for me in terms of what the nature of your relationship with Alex Cox was?
He was at Lori Vallow's home when I met him in August, and he was at her condo when I was there at the condo. And okay. So we, Alex was, he was just a fun guy, sense of humor, wasn't taking anything real serious, so we had light conversation,
okay,
but nothing in depth.
Did you ever have any difficulty understanding what anybody was saying to you while you were having conversations with them while you were at the Vallow residence?
No, it was not.
So you've never had any difficulty in hearing or understanding what anybody is saying to you when you're having a normal conversation with them. Would that be fair, sir?
Please repeat.
Okay, I'm sorry you didn't hear me. Did you ever have any difficulty when you were having conversations, and I'll speak very loudly into this so you hear me, did you ever have any difficulty having and understanding conversations when you were at the Vallow townhouse in September?
Sometimes there is, but I always ask for clarification.
Okay. Alex Cox, would it be fair to represent to you that your recollection from September 19th through the 23rd of September, that Alex Cox was a frequent visitor to Lori Vallow's townhome?
Yes.
Okay. And at one point, did you ever observe Alex Cox babysitting JJ?
He seemed to take care of JJ really well. They seemed to have a good relationship. And so...
They were very close. Would that be fair?
They seem close to me.
And anybody else, and I don't want to misrepresent, but obviously JJ would have difficulty being with anybody else and would have some difficulty other than Alex. It was difficult for him to bond with other male people. Would that be a fair statement?
That's what I observed.
Okay. Now, I'd like to switch gears a little bit about Tylee. You never met Tylee, is that right?
Never did.
Did you ever... discuss with Lori Vallow your girlfriend's relationship with Tylee?
Objection beyond the scope.
The question, Mr. Pryor, was did you ever discuss with Lori Vallow Mr. Warwick's relationship?
Miss Gibbs' relationship with Tylee. Was that a topic of discussion?
And there's been an objection as to beyond the scope. I'll let you respond to that, Mr. Pryor.
Judge, there was some representation about that he didn't have any kind of a relationship with Tylee, and I think I ought to delve into that. If he didn't have a relationship, Ms. Gibbs is claiming that she had, I'm not really sure how to define what she said as her relationship with Tylee, but I think I ought to be able to inquire in that a little bit.
I'd also renew my objection based on hearsay, calls for hearsay.
Well, if Ms. Vallow made some representations about her... her and Miss Gibbs' relationship with Tylee, I think that comes in, Judge.
Ask your question one more time, Mr. Pryor.
Were you familiar with any kind of relationship between Miss Gibb and Tylee?
No.
Were you aware of any difficulty with a relationship between Miss Gibb and Tylee?
Objection. Beyond the scope, we've never asked anything about that of this witness.
Mr. Pryor?
Judge, it goes back to any kind of a relationship with Tylee and what he's familiar with. He said he doesn't have a relationship, and he's at least it appears to be a significant relationship with a partner, and I think I ought to be able to inquire into that.
I'll allow that question.
Or were you familiar with any sort of difficulty with the relationship between Miss Gibb and Tylee?
Yeah. Melanie just said that Tylee was, I'm trying to remember how she said it.
Your Honor, I'm going to object. This calls for hearsay.
Sustained.
Judge, I'm done. I've covered everything that I think I need to cover in this case. Thank you very much, Mr. Warwick. I appreciate it.
Any redirect, Mr. Wood?
Yes, just briefly. Mr. Gibb, or Mr. Warwick, I apologize. Just for a point of clarity, September 22nd, you did a podcast with Melanie and Lori, correct?
Correct.
And your testimony was that JJ was not there during the podcast, correct?
Correct.
Did you see him later that night?
Yes.
When?
When Alex brought him home to put him to bed.
Okay. No further questions.
And Judge, may I follow up, because that did bring up an issue in terms of that, because that's inconsistent with what I recall him previously testifying that he didn't see J.J. Vallow. So I think I ought to be given the leeway for at least one very simple question, Judge.
I'll allow that, Mr. Wood, if you want to follow up. If there's a new issue that's raised from the question, I'll allow that as well. Go ahead, Mr. Pryor.
When Alex Cox brought J.J. home that evening, and we're not sure about what time that was, but where did he put J.J. to bed?
Where did he put J.J. to bed?
Where did he put J.J. to go to sleep? Where did he
lay? In Lori's room.
In Lori's room, okay. All right, thank you, Judge. That's all I have.
Mr. Wood?
Nothing further.
Mr. Warwick, you may be excused from the witness stand. Thank you for being here. May this witness be excused.
Yes, Your Honor. Thank you very much. Thank you, Mr. Warwick.
We'll take a moment and clean the witness cubicle. Mr. Wood, who do you wish to call next?
Judge Spencer Rammel for the state.
Mr. Rammel, who do you wish to call next? Lieutenant Jared Wilmore?
Yes, Your Honor.
Lieutenant Wilmore, if you'll come forward, please stand here in front of the plexiglass, raise your right arm, and face the clerk.
Yes.
Lieutenant Wilmore, you can have a seat here at this witness stand. You can take off your mask when you've been seated there. Please pull yourself up close to that microphone as we're making a record, and this plexiglass causes a little bit of issue with the sound being carried. Please wait for the question to be completed before you start your answer. Mr. Wood, you may inquire when you're ready.
Judge, again, Mr. Rammel for the state.
I'm sorry. You're Mr. fine. Rammel.
Thank you. Can I have you state your full name and spell it for the record?
Jared Scott Wilmore, J-A-R-E-D-S-C-O-T-T, and Wilmore, W-I-L-L-M-O-R-E.
Where are you employed?
Madison County Sheriff's Office.
Mr. Rammel, will you pull that microphone a little closer to you?
And how long have you been employed for Madison County Sheriff's Office?
It'll be 17 years this year.
Okay. And how long in law enforcement overall?
17 years.
And are you post-certified?
Yes.
Okay. What are your current assignments and responsibilities?
Currently, I'm the lieutenant over the Madison County Jail, and I'm in charge of managing that facility.
Lieutenant, as a part of your current responsibilities, do you oversee the jail tailmate system in Madison County?
Yes.
Can you explain what that system is and how it works?
The tailmate system is our inmate communication system. It's the phone system, so inmates can communicate with their friends and family. On the outs, we offer phones, and then we also offer video tablet visits.
And how long have you overseeing tailmate in Madison County?
Since 2016.
Okay. What is involved with maintaining the jail call system?
A lot of it is self-maintained, but it's just following up on phone calls, visits, monitoring visits and phone calls, and making sure there aren't any violations of the program or anything like that, and also making sure that there aren't any safety concerns that come across that system.
Whenever an inmate places a call, is any information recorded or stored regarding that call?
Yes, everything that comes across Telmate is stored, with the exception of clergy visits and attorney visits and phone calls.
And how do you access the information?
I access it through, it's a web-based program, and I have a username and password to log in.
Do you have the ability to edit or make changes to any of this information?
No.
For instance, you cannot edit or change the date and times of the call?
No.
Can you explain the process of an inmate at Madison County Jail of making what they have to do to be able to make a call?
So when an inmate is booked into our facility, they're issued a PIN number specific to them, and they use that PIN number to access the phone system or the tablet, whichever they are going to use. And it's also a voice verification process, so they enter their PIN number, go through a voice prompt, and then once that's completed, they are allowed access into that system.
And they are provided their own PIN number?
Correct, yeah.
And how do you ensure that inmates do not place calls on behalf of other inmates?
We monitor that. Our staff monitors that daily. And we can see who uses what PIN number. And so if an inmate uses another inmate's PIN number via phone call or tablet, we can confirm that and show that the wrong PIN number has been used.
And I'm going to talk for a second about they make a call to the outside world, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
I want to talk about that outside individual that they attempt to call. Is that person required to set up an account or have the option to set up an account?
If they make a phone call to the outside, not necessarily if it's a phone call.
But if two individuals are regularly communicating with each other, can that person set up an account, put money on the account?
Yes.
And will there be a name attached on that account?
Yes.
Lieutenant, at the prosecutor's office request, did you access calls made by an inmate named Lori Vallow?
Yes.
And did you listen to those calls?
Yes.
Judge, if I could have defense provided an opportunity to look at what has been marked as State's Exhibit 20 and then have the witness handed State's Exhibit 20.
Exhibit 20 will be handed to the witness.
Lieutenant, do you recognize that?
Yes.
What do you recognize it to be?
It's a CD with the digital phone call that I burned on the 31st of July. And it's the phone call that was placed on June 9th, 2020.
And is there a time stamp that you put on it, the time it was made?
Time of day, it was at 11:03 a.m.
And you created that disc yourself?
Yes.
And your initials and its time to date when you did that?
Yes.
And is it a true and accurate representation of the call that you listened to and recorded to that disc made by inmate Lori Vallow on June 9th, 2020?
Yes.
And to your knowledge, Lieutenant, that call, was it made, did the outside number that call was made to have a name attached?
Yes.
And what was that name?
Chad Daybell.
Judge, I would move to admit what has been marked as States 20.
Mr. Prime.
No objection, Your Honor.
And Judge, I would move to publish.
Exhibit 20 will be admitted. We'll also have it published. Madam Bailiff, if you can please put that in the machine. You may.
And paid for by an inmate at the Madison County Jail. This crime is subject to recording and monitoring. If you don't wish to pass, pay a bill. Thank you for your good
morning. No.
Are you okay?
So they're searching the property.
The house right now?
Yeah. Yeah. So, Mark Means will be talking to you.
Okay. What, are they in the house?
No, they're out in the property.
Are they seizing stuff? Again?
They're searching.
Sure.
Judge, just inquiring if that's as loud as it gets. I'm not sure if the court would be able to hear that.
I'm not able to hear it very well. I don't know if there's an IT person that can look at the settings to see if there's another volume feature beyond just the one that you're looking at there.
Judge, would it be appropriate to take a short break to see if we can resolve that issue?
Why don't we do that? We'll take a short recess, have IT resolve that issue, and then if we want to start from the beginning or where we're at, we'll do so.
All right.
You've been listening to the preliminary hearing of Chad Daybell, parts 1 through 13. Be sure to press subscribe wherever you download podcasts so you don't miss any piece of this compelling court testimony as we prepare for the trial of Lori Daybell in the coming weeks. I'm Tony Bruschi. Stay with us.